106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On the program today, we have What's Up with Florida. A man literally was smashing pumpkins at Target because somebody on Facebook was messing with him. Only in Florida. Ice Cube's tribute to Clayton Kershaw, which is something. I'm going to play it for you today. And speaking of the Dodgers, you can now buy a Dodger churro from a dude in a Dodger car. And I love him so much. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the sold-out show for Somber at the Fonda. Plus, more of this.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
In a word, astounding.
A tribute to Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers, coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock. We have another chance for you to win tickets for Bad Omens when they play Los Angeles and also qualify to see them again in London, coming up in about 20 minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. It's hard to put what Clayton Kershaw means to the Dodgers into words. All 18 years of his career with the Dodgers, and Ice Cube posted this to his Instagram.
It's the only position in sports for which we build a pedestal. Dare to climb that mountain of dirt, and it could be your greatest summit. Or your heartbreak hill.
So let's see now what young Clayton Kershaw will do.
Like a work of art, Clayton Kershaw stood tall on that pedestal. A monument to power and precision for 18 years.
And strikes him out! Clayton Kershaw, one of the great pitchers of all time.
Three Cy Young Awards, one MVP, a no-hitter.
Got it. He's done it.
A triple crown, five ERA titles, two World Series titles.
The Dodgers win! The wait is over!
More than 3,000 strikeouts. Like the golden lights on the San Gabriels, Kershaw became a fixture of Dodger Stadium.
Open up the velvet rope and let him in, Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw does one thing, pitches with dominance.
His fastball exploded.
Fastball unhittable.
His curveball broke with such ferocity.
Beautiful curveball.
Vin Scully called it public enemy number one.
That was really public enemy number one.
His slider was Fannigan's weight to hitters. No matter how many times they read it, they still couldn't figure it out.
He struck him out!
Pick your poison. The toughest lefty there is.
But what made Kershaw, Kershaw, was not what he threw, but what was behind every pitch. There were many late afternoons when Kershaw would work in the sun-drenched bullpen to perfect his artistry. So that when he climbed that mound, he would repeat his delivery flawlessly.
Swung on and missed.
Unbelievable.
It happened not by accident. It happened in the same way Kershaw became the toughest pitcher to beat in the history of the game. With an iron will that never wavered.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this? I can barely hear you. Are you underwater?
I'm in the car.
Oh, sounded like you were underwater. Hey, no. You're caller 20. That means you won the tickets.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You got the tickets to Bad Omens at the Forum in March, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a chance to see their sold-out show in London.
Oh, my God. Today's a lucky day.
Today is your lucky day. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? I told you yesterday about a truck that fell over with wild monkeys that were aggressive toward humans and had all kinds of illnesses.
Tonight, the urgent search for dangerous research monkeys that escaped from the wreckage of a crash on a Mississippi highway.
Here's one of the people at the crash site, and I'm not positive he's speaking English.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this, got five of them on the run.
I think that guy's trying to say they have 21 escaped monkeys. Five of them are still on the run.
Video showing several monkeys crawling in the grass and officers responding to the scene. Authorities say a truck carrying nearly two dozen rhesus monkeys from Tulane University overturned on Interstate 59 in Jasper County.
This was yesterday afternoon. A truck overturned with monkeys that were being used for medical research.
Here's one of the monkeys right here. There's one sitting right there.
All right. I think the point here is you're supposed to go get it. Yeah, I mean, that's a monkey right in front of you. One of the escaped monkeys. So, go get it.
At least six monkeys escaping. Officials warning they might be aggressive towards people.
I mean, I feel like they're trying to soft pedal this one because yesterday they were aggressive. Today they might be aggressive toward people. But tell them the best part.
And were potentially infected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
So they're aggressive, and they also have hepatitis C and herpes and COVID.
And late today, police confirming they're still actively searching for that one monkey still on the loose.
Oh, so the update is there's only one left that's on the loose, but it's got herpes. Time to stop kissing monkeys, people. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you about a Dodger-themed dessert mobile. That has everything that I'm into. Coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock. What if I told you there was a Dodger-themed churro-mobile?
If you are looking to get into the Dodger spirit, there is a sweet way to do so.
Mm-hmm. A Dodger-themed churro-mobile is selling some of the tastiest treats in town.
A Dodger-themed churro-mobile. Go on.
Wrapped in distinct Dodger blue, this vintage Volkswagen Bug is zipping around L.A., parking for postseason pop-ups, serving up hot, freshly fried cinnamon sugar-rolled churros turned sundaes right out of the backseat fry station.
Yeah, it's churros with ice cream and melted hot chocolate, and I need that so badly right this second.
Churros El Bochito offers delicious churros for sure.
Go on.
But the magic of the family-owned Dodgers-themed dessert mobile is the nostalgic collaboration of its creator's favorite things.
Siempre de niño crecí con un bochito.
Translating for his father, Carlos Pavón's son and business partner explains.
Ever since he was a kid, he grew up with a Volkswagen Beetle. And growing up, his idol was Fernando Valenzuela. And his favorite colors are blue and white, and the Dodgers are his favorite team.
Fantastic. Let's get back to the chocolate talk.
That's why each Beetle is adorned with the number 34 and a print of Pavone's favorite Dodger.
And they all have a portrait somehow of Fernando Valenzuela. This one specifically has him throwing the final pitch when they won the World Series.
It's a pretty sweet little Volkswagen Bug, all wrapped in Dodgers.
By present Dodgers standards, you could call Carlos Pavone the Shohei Ohtani of churros.
You could. But should you?
He's the one that perfected the batter. He's the one that perfects the sugar / cinnamon combination. And he does everything churro related.
All right. Shohei Ohtani of churros. Got it. Here are some customers that hired him for a private birthday party.
As soon as we saw it, me and my wife, we knew we had to get him for his 15th birthday party.
Happy birthday!
Word and taste of mouth and a hearty social media following have made churros El Bochito so popular, they're doing private birthday party and watch party buyouts.
Do you have to talk this way by contract?
We've been Dodger fans since day one. Can't wait for the next World Series. We're going to take this one.
Hold up there, Skippy. We're not done with this one yet.
Feeling very confident.
Now a second consecutive Dodgers World Series run is funding an expansion for churros El Bochito. Next season, Dodger dogs from a Volkswagen bus.
But you put chocolate on the Dodger dogs, right? It is the world famous K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, and Megan Holliday joining me now for Three Things at Four.
I'm going to tell the ladies about how they can get paid to tell guys what they are doing wrong when it comes to dating.
Wow.
Right?
A lot of money to be had there. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a 51-year-old Thai man with no medical degree was offering mobile penis enhancement procedures and promoting his services on TikTok.
Oh my God.
Police tracked him down and caught him on his way to operate on another client. Inside of his car, they found anesthesia, medical drugs, and even pearl beads, which he reportedly implanted under the skin to enhance partner pleasure. Authorities believe he has operated on dozens of men, many of whom thought they were getting a legitimate ultimate cosmetic service.
Oh, my God.
If someone is pulling up to you, to your house,
yes,
in a van,
yes,
I think there's something to be worried about there. Mm-hmm. Number two, a woman has gone viral for getting paid to tell men what they're doing wrong when it comes to dating, and you can do it, too. Here is more on that.
Girls, if you're looking for a side hustle that is 1,000% worth it, become a muse. You literally get paid to give advice to men about their dating life, about their outfits, their haircuts, literally anything. And we already give advice to men anyway, so might as well get paid for it. It's called Muse. You just go to Join Muse, and it's all right here.
All right, little side hustle for the ladies. There you go. And number three, you remember the story about the thieves in Corona? They stole the 13-foot Jack Skellington.
Yes.
Well, Home Depot have stepped in to gift the family with a bunch of Nightmare Before Christmas Halloween decorations. Here's the story.
It feels like a Halloween miracle.
Not just for Evelina Rodriguez, but for her entire Corona neighborhood. Weeks after her neighbor's security camera caught a hoodie-clad suspect running off with her beloved 13-foot-tall Jack Skellington replica, the Home Depot unexpectedly reached out. They don't make the 13-foot-tall Jack anymore, but they do make a life-size animated Sally, a giant Nightmare Before Christmas-themed inflatable archway, and spooky green and purple willow trees, all of which arrived at Evelina's house just in time for Halloween.
It's a Halloween miracle.
That's pretty great.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day!
Monster catch of the day.
This is a band called Leap, which I first found on Instagram. Their album is called Entropy, and this song is Do or Die. This is a band that's based in the UK, and apparently they're growing a loyal fan base across UK and Europe, but they have yet to do that here in America. But in Los Angeles, we like them. This is Leap. Do or Die, it is the catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. The band is Leap, L-E-A-P. It is Do or Die, and they are better in concert than they are on CD. So if you, CD, he said. So if you get a chance to see them, I think they're coming through Los Angeles in March. That is Leap, and it is the 420 catch of the day. When I was a kid, I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, God. Like, how old?
Honestly, I don't remember, but I was old enough that I was... I don't know. I would guess under 10.
Yeah, see? Too early.
And my, you know, I was watching it with my hands over my eyes, and I would open my fingers a little bit and watch. And separate from that, I was scared out of my mind watching that movie. And separate from that, my dad was coming home, and his brakes failed, and he ran into our garage.
No.
So the house shook. So now I'm watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, oh, no, scared out of my mind, and the house, boom, shakes. I'm like, what is happening? I was so traumatized.
That's unbelievable.
Right?
That happened.
What a crazy timing. What movie did you see before you should have?
I remember seeing my older brother rented Children of the Corn.
Nice.
And I mean, I must have been 6 or 7.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I just remember how much those kids scared the hell out of me.
Of course.
And that really, I mean, I did continue to watch scary movies as time went on, but I'll never forget, even mentally now, I can see it. And
yeah,
they were just so creepy to me. It scared me, you know?
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts. And the question is, what is the scary movie that you saw too young? You were too young and you saw a scary movie that you probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And for the best call and or text,
we've got your tickets to see Somber at his sold out show this Sunday at the Fonda.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the scary movie.
Yes, what scary movie did you see too young?
Well, it wasn't me, it's my husband. At age 7, he went with his 17-year-old sister to see The Shining in the movie theater. And he talked about that nearly his whole life.
Wow.
So how far he was from The Shining at age 7.
At age 7.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll screw you up.
Yeah, in the movie theater. Too crazy.
Yeah, that is.
Yep.
800-520-1067.
And for the most entertaining call, you're going to win your ticket to see Somber this Sunday at the Fonda.
It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls on scary movies that you saw when you were too young. It seems like everyone has one of these.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting endless phone calls. The phone lines are still blowing up.
800-520-1067. What's yours?
Yes, mine was Puppet Master.
Puppet Master?
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, that movie is the reason I'm petrified.
Still petrified?
Still petrified of porcelain dolls.
Yeah, porcelain dolls can be scary.
I think anyone who has one is a creep, honestly.
Basically, it's about a whole bunch of toys that just come alive and start murdering people.
Excellent.
And so, for some reason, I just developed a porcelain doll scare. Fast forward to when I started dating my wife, her mom had a collection of porcelain dolls.
Oh, no.
What did you do when you went over there?
Her mom was in a room, and she was going to introduce me to her. And so I walk into her room, and I see the collection of porcelain dolls. I start panicking, start sweating, and I say, nope, F this, I'm out. And just went.
So you ran away.
Oh, my God. And I basically just called her creepy with my comment earlier. I apologize.
No, you're probably right. She's a creep. K-Rock, hello.
All right, so it wasn't a scary movie, but my uncle took me to see Saving Private Ryan when I was 8 years old. And just Omaha Beach, the guy yelling for his mom with his guts hanging out, that was traumatizing to me.
Yeah, that's not great.
No.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so my brother and his older friends, they must have been about 7, they were watching the movie Christine.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother told me that it was a real story about our neighbor's car who had a Plymouth Fury and we should watch the movie together. So I did, and then needless to say, I almost pooped my pants.
How long did you think your neighbor's car was that car?
Every time we walked by to school, she's like, that's the car. That's the car in the movie.
Your brother's hilarious.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, a scary movie you saw too young.
Okay, so it wasn't technically a movie, but my parents and I always rented a cabin during the summertime in Three Rivers, and it was like one of the first times Thriller was ever shown on TV. And all of us kids were like 8 years old and way too young to watch Thriller. And our like butthead parents went outside of the cabin and started making like howling sounds like whoops to scare the crap out of us because they all knew we were sneaking and trying to watch Thriller on TV. I think it was like on MTV or something.
Yeah, it probably was MTV. That's hilarious.
Your parents are awesome.
No wonder we're all screwed up. Everybody's watching scary movies way too young. It's K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
All right, we got a text from the 562. It says, I watched Nightmare on Elm Street when I was about 8. I was so traumatized that I didn't sleep that night, and I wouldn't let myself go into a deep sleep. I would set my alarm for every 10 minutes, then hit snooze throughout the whole night to make sure I wouldn't be killed in my sleep. That's so horrible.
Scary movies you saw too young. 800-520-1067. We have a chance for you to see Bad Omens when they come to the Forum on March 26th.
And you'll be on the standby boarding list to see them again in London. So coming up at 6 o'clock, it's your next shot to win on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ritter and Megan Holliday, and we are taking phone calls about you saw a scary movie way too young. You have a story like that?
Okay, so I was 5 years old, and my dad let me watch The Evil Dead from 1981. And the ending scene where the deadites, you know, they exited the bodies and they start falling apart.
Right.
And when their brain exploded and hit Ash in the face, I was laughing.
You were laughing?
Yes, I was laughing.
Was it too far over the top for you to take seriously? Because usually when you're 5, you don't know that.
No, as a matter of fact, as well as like part 2, Dead by Dawn, when that hillbilly gets dragged into the cellar and he's like holding up his legs, like all that blood comes up. I was like laughing my ass off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You had a great sense of humor at 5.
That is very troubling. Oh, yeah. Have you committed murder since?
Come on.
Have you murdered anyone?
No.
All right.
Where are the bodies buried?
I couldn't tell you.
All right. K-Rock, hello. Scary movies you saw way too young.
Okay. I was about 4 years old,
And my sister used to record movies on a VHS. She recorded Wizard of Oz over a movie called The Crawling Hand. And it was just a severed hand that would crawl into people's hands and or mouths and ears and shit like that.
Gross.
And I slept with my hand covering my mouth and my ear until adulthood.
Oh, my God.
Do you still cover it?
I mean, I have grown out of it. I got into a fight once. Like, my first boyfriend got mad at me because he thought it meant I didn't want to kiss him.
Oh, my
but
God.
I couldn't explain the reason why. You know?
K-Rock, hello. You saw a movie that was way too scary for you at that age.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I saw my dad watching a movie that had to deal with a guy having his testicles rotated around a skewer.
I'm sorry. Wait. Yeah, he was watching a movie?
Or a porn.
Where testicles got wrapped around
porn.
A skewer?
Yes, it was cut open, so testicles wrapped around it, and sitting there just cranking it up.
People have weird kinks.
Maybe it was Saw.
Because
that's like weird.
It could have been like a Saw movie.
It's weird stuff that happens in Saw movies.
Yeah.
Don't love it. Don't love it.
Nope.
Do not love
that
it.
That was weird.
It's not what you want to see when you're a kid, either.
No.
You don't even understand it.
Dad, why are you watching this?
Right.
Yep.
So who do we want to give the tickets to? Do we want to give it to the hand girl?
Yeah, I really liked her.
Because her fear followed her into adulthood.
Yeah, for a long time. So she needs to go out and relax and go see Somber.
And what is her name?
Her name is Jenny.
Jenny, congratulations. You're going to see Somber at the Fonda on November 2nd, which is...
Sunday. What the hell?
Hard to believe. It'd be really cool if you had something to give away in the next 5 minutes.
I know. It would be cool. And you know what, Kev Dog?
What?
I do.
What?
I've got tickets to see Bad Omens here in LA and then put you on the standby boarding. Let's see them again in London. And that's coming up at 6 on K-Rock.